Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
Brewers Baseball brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino.
Elmo not laughing at fake Elmo. Elmo call Elmo's lawyer. One call, that's all.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering is with us.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know you had an Elmo. That was really solid.
Wow, I appreciate you guys. That's an old clip. Obviously, you gave me the All-Star break off. Otherwise, you guys would have played that last. Nice
yeah,
job.
We had to sit on it.
And we come around.
My favorite is Brian Anderson afterward. Here, listen to it again here. Listen to BA at the end.
Thank you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino.
Oh, my God.
Did he not know either?
No, he had no idea. He actually didn't know that they were going to run that clip. They weren't. BA had no idea what was actually going to be shown. I think that was the perfect reaction to hearing that, and then seeing our faces, and then that voice coming out of my mouth. I think was shocking to everybody.
Well, admittedly, Jeff, for a long time now, I've been scouring YouTube hoping to find you doing your Harry Carey. Because you told me once that you did minor league Harry Carey voice. And I've been hoping that someday I'll just stumble upon that nugget and bring that to your attention.
Well, I appreciate that. I do have some recordings of it. And, it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while before that popped up anywhere else.
Talking next week, we'll see.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. So why was Elmo out in this circumstance? Was there a reason that he was called upon?
Yeah, we were promoing for Sesame Street, and I think the Sesame
right.
Street Day last year was coming. So that was actually in Pittsburgh a year ago in August, I remember. And our Sesame Street was coming up, and Rock was doing the reads and was getting a little annoyed with the reads. And I think we were in the middle of a rain delay and rehearsing our TV open. So I just wanted to have some fun with them. And clearly he was entertained by his face after he heard
his
that
look,
voice. Well,
his look is fantastic.
Speaking of which, the Sesame Street Day is coming up at the yard, and it's going to be Cookie Monster is the bobblehead giveaway.
Yeah, that was, again, that was Cookie Monster that we gave away this year, which was awesome. So I did some Cookie Monster for Rock as well. He was less impressed with Cookie Monster than he was with Elmo.
Hey, any action there? Are you hearing much? I know that you probably wouldn't share too much detail if you were hearing something in the hallway, but obviously there's a trade deadline coming up, Jeff, and do people walk differently? Are players looking shifty-eyed? Is this something that kind of hangs over the team at all?
No, I don't think so. I think that the guys are just going out and doing their thing. I will say that the Corbin Burns article that came out a couple of weeks ago about how he had to sit down with Matt Arnold and Wade Miley was in attendance for that lunch or breakfast in New York, it feels like after that happened, Corbin's been pitching with a little bit more edge, learning that Matt Arnold does not have the intention of trading him. He's staying put. Corbin's been pitching his tail off since then. So I think in that circumstance, it's worked for a very positive factor for Corbin. Listen, the guys can only control what they can control. They got to go out there and they got to do their jobs. And we'll see what happens in a couple of weeks once the trade deadline comes and goes.
Got a couple of days in Philly here. We asked Craig Counsell yesterday if he was doing touristy stuff. You know, like I'm like, please tell me you ran up the Rocky Stairs, which he said he did. I believe his quote was, "I did nothing of the sort."
He does no running.
No running. Well, I'm going to take my son up the Rocky Steps as soon as we get off the phone. So
nice.
That's always a good one. We've done all the touristy stuff. We had the off day in Philadelphia. My son's been on the whole trip with me. It's been a blast.
Oh, that's cool.
Matty here in Philly, of course, doing all the independent stuff. So for an 8-year-old, he doesn't really appreciate it quite yet, but, man, I'm loving every second of it.
Okay, promise, that's awesome. Promise pictures from the Rocky Steps.
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time. We'll show off my son's puppies is flexing. It'll be great.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Thanks, Lev. We'll talk again next week.
You got it. See you guys.
Knowing Harry the way that you did is he just barges through the radio booth door and goes, "Hey, how about them Cubs?"
Oh, my God.